Listeners, if you struggle with a worrying mind and a sense of overwhelm, then today's podcast clip is for you. I'm Amy Lane, and coming up is Dr. Sarah Voira, an author, consultant psychiatrist, and the mind medic on social media. In today's short show, Sarah shares her 5-point strategy for boosting mental health ahead of marathons, but it's also great for creating a calmer, clearer mind in the long run too. This is Wellfire Daily. Thanks for listening. How can listeners prepare their minds for race day?
So I think anything that you can do to optimise your mental health is absolutely key. So one of the things that I've developed is a five sense strategy. So the five senses is focused on just that, our five senses. So our sense of sight, sense of hearing, taste, smell, touch. So if we start with our sense of sight, so obviously the most obvious thing is that you see is your schedule. So you've got your schedule in front of you, making sure that you're prepared. How many runs are you doing a week? Also being aware of the sorts of things you might see day to day. So for instance, social media. So I would say limiting sort of social media interactions and also just following those accounts that motivate you rather than force you down a path of sort of comparison. Also, you know, if you're working as well as training, you might find that you're not actually spending a lot of time with in real life friendships and in real life relationships. So I think it's really important that you see people to make you feel good, allow you to have that downtime, because that's crucial. Because if you're thinking about the stress that you have at work and the stress of preparing for something almighty like a marathon, you need to have your downtime. Moving on to the next sense, so sense of hearing. So in much the same vein, making sure that you're spending time with people who motivate you, who are spurring you on. Because when you tell someone that you're doing something like a marathon, you've got two schools of people. You've got the people that are going to motivate you. You've got the people that are going to be quite critical, and they reflect on their own inabilities and own insecurities. And what you want to do is kind of drown out that noise, you know, because actually what you don't want to do is deter yourself from what your target is.
How do you respond to that? Because that is so true. Like I'm very much within the fitness world and within my day-to-day job, and a lot of my friends work in fitness, but I still have the same thing of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you signed up for the marathon.
I mean, accept what their comment is, you know, obviously that's maybe coming from a place of insecurity possibly.
Yeah.
And it, you know, as what it's important to acknowledge it but not get lost in it.
Okay.
Because the moment you think, okay, why am I doing this? Can I do this? You've kind of gone down this spiral of self-doubt, and that will impact how you then feel and how you potentially might behave. It might impact your training. So I think it's really important not to get lost in that.
Okay.
Listen to things like motivational podcasts, music that motivates you. So thinking about things that you can hear that will motivate you in meeting your goal. The next sense is your sense of feel. So I talk about sleep a lot because it's absolutely crucial that you get a decent amount of shut eye. You know, the amount of times I see people in clinic who have anxiety symptoms or low mood symptoms or might be struggling with their energy levels. And actually, a lot of the time, it boils down to the fact that they're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
So it's really important you dedicate a decent amount of time each night. So we're looking at sort of 8 hours of sleep, 6 to 8 hours of sleep, making sure you go down the same time every night, you get up the same time every morning, and you are very vigilant around kind of screen curfew. So switching off your phone an hour before bed is absolutely crucial. Because what you want to do is, if you've got healthy sleep habits and you're sleeping well, that will improve your focus, that will improve your energy levels, your motivation, and it will enhance your mood as well. So it's absolutely crucial. Next thing is taste. So making sure that you fuel yourself correctly, not only for, you know, you to be able to physically get yourself around the marathon. And I'm not the best person to be talking about kind of nutrition and things, but in terms the food that you eat will enhance kind of your cognitive performance, improve your focus. Again, I see people in clinic who struggle to focus, who struggle with their mood, and it might be that they're eating the wrong sorts of things or they're not eating enough.
Right.
So making sure that you're eating plenty. And also, it's going to be quite anxiety provoking, the whole process of preparing for a marathon. And thinking about things that might make those anxiety symptoms feel worse, so the heart racing, feeling jittery. So being really mindful about the caffeine that you consume. Mm. And, you know, people metabolise caffeine very differently. So, for instance, I know if I'm preparing for a run, I know that I have to limit my caffeine use because otherwise it'll exacerbate that anxiety. My heart will race that bit faster. So thinking about caffeine in coffee, but also hidden caffeine in sort of your energy gels and whey products. And then the sense of smell. So thinking about things that could calm you, so calming scents ahead of the race day, ahead of a run or following a run. And also talk about smell in the hypothetical sense, so smelling the BS. So again, it comes down to kind of things that you see or people around you that kind of say things or you hear things that sound too good to be true. And having the confidence to smell the BS and kind of smelling your success. So what will the end product be, which is, you know, sort of completing the marathon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Wellfare Daily. Remember, if you like the show, then...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You can listen to the full episodes here on Spotify. And please don't forget to rate and review so other runners can find us too.